The German Students in the Kurdish Armed Movement, a column by Frederike Geerdink. A German PKK member was killed this week in the Gakuk region in the mountains in Kurdistan in a Turkish drone attack. His name was Hevval Azad, real name Thomas Johan Spies from Meinburg. He reminded me of Hevval Baz and Hevval Ronahi, two Germans I met when I was with the PKK to research my book. I saw Turkish media suggest these young white Europeans are deceived into joining the PKK. That's not what I learned when I talked to these young, smart people. Hevval Azad was droned to death together with two of his comrades, Hevval Asya from Turkey and Hevval Kocer from Rojhelat, Kurdistan in Iran. As expected, Turkey immediately started to use the death of a German national for its dark anti-PKK propaganda. Thomas's presence in the PKK would indicate that the PKK has difficulties recruiting new members in Kurdistan, and that the organization is therefore now deceiving youths in Europe. Turkey's goal is, of course, to make the people in Germany and other European countries believe that the PKK is a threat to Germany's safety, and that Turkey needs more cooperation from Germany and the whole of Europe to fight terrorism. This is also why they say Thomas joined PKK ranks in Munich, as if there are active armed PKK groups in German cities that pose a danger to Germany. This is of course not the case. There is no armed Kurdish movement in Europe, and no Kurdish violence either. Of course, I didn't know Thomas Azad. I don't know why he decided to join the PKK. But when I heard that a German national lost his life but hadn't heard his name Azad yet, I wondered if it was one of the Germans I had met. Hevval Baz and Hevval Ronahi immediately came to mind. I spent several weeks in a camp with them. Baz had just finished gymnasium in Germany. He was reluctant to talk to me. He was rather introvert, but I also got the feeling that he was suspicious of me as a journalist. We talked about going to university and he said that he was considering it. But I think he already knew he wasn't going to be a formal student. He wanted to be a student in the Kurdish movement. He left shyly when we met again later, when he was manning a checkpoint in the mountains. Surely he missed the start of the academic year in Germany. Hevval Baz, I said, are you still here? He shrugged his shoulders a bit. Yeah, hello, Hevval Avashin. How are you? Avashin was my name when I was in the PKK. Everybody had a nom de guerre for security reasons. I smile when I think about it. I could have been his mother and maybe he expected me to reject his choice or something. Baz wasn't deceived into joining the PKK. He was a very smart young man who knew a lot about the history of fascism and anti-fascism. He had joined anti-capitalist and anti-fascist demonstrations and rejected the system he lived in. I picked that up in the group conversations we had and during education sessions. These young people educate themselves and then stumble upon the Kurdish movement and get inspired, for example, by the revolution in Rojava. This was the same with Hevval Ronahi. She was in her early 20s and not just smart, but incredibly smart. She spoke Kurdish after 3 weeks, gave amazing lectures about the history of anarchism in Europe, the flaws of Western feminism, or the perils of alcohol and why she absolutely refused to drink that capitalist drug, or about whichever topic at hand. She found the most creative solutions for practical problems, you name it, and Ronahi did it. She had been accepted at a university, but had decided not to show up. She, as Baz, thought they could learn more important things in the mountains. Hevval Baz and Hevval Ronahi hadn't officially joined the PKK yet. They had just arrived. Ronahi was torn apart ideologically between staying in the mountains or going back to Germany. She was a dedicated anarchist and had come to the mountains to educate herself on the ideology of the Kurdish movement, which is close to anarchism. Would she take that ideological baggage back home to intensify her anti-capitalist and anti-fascist struggle there? Or would she stay in the mountains, follow military training and fight in Kurdistan? I don't know what became of them. My bet is that they stayed in the mountains. They weren't deceived by the PKK. In fact,
They knew very well what they were doing and made a conscious choice, like many Europeans in the decades-long history of the PKK. They chose to no longer be deceived by Western capitalism, but live a life outside of it. They wanted to take responsibility, and wholeheartedly so. They made a choice for their lives and were willing to sacrifice it. From what I read about Thomas, he seemed to be like Hevall Baz and Hevall Gonahi. May he rest in power. Frederike Geerdink is an independent journalist. Follow her on Twitter, @FGeerdink, or subscribe to her weekly Kurdistan newsletter. The link is in her Twitter bio.